Coast to Coast in 63 days. I'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Mark Bowser here to tell you about my friend Danny Lane. Danny Lane is an American hero. In fact, he's a hero of mine. I had the opportunity to sit down with Danny and write a book called Some Gave It All. It's his story as a young Marine in the Vietnam War. In 1968 and 1969, Danny was sent to Southeast Asia to help fight to keep us free. He earned two Purple Hearts in that war, among other medals for valor. Now, you may be more familiar with Danny's life as a martial artist. Danny is one of the top martial artists of all time. He's one of Chuck Norris's top black belts and has trained with Chuck Norris for over 35 years. He is a ninth degree black belt. Yeah, you heard me, a ninth degree. He is the real deal. He's a former world kickboxing champion and a nine-time national martial arts champion. Danny Lane is the real deal, and you're going to be excited as you read this story. It's going to be a page-turner for you, as it was for me as I helped him write this. Pick up your copy today. Some Gave It All. Pick it up at a bookstore near you or at Amazon.com, or if you want an autographed copy, get one off my website at markbowser.com. Now, back to Let Me Tell You a Story.
In 1903, Horatio Nelson Jackson was visiting the University Club of San Francisco. While he was there, someone wagered $50 that it would be impossible to drive a horseless carriage or automobile from San Francisco to New York in less than 90 days. Horatio immediately accepted the bet. Now he had to figure out how to do it. Let's take a look at, for a moment, the challenges that were before Horatio. First of all, at that time, the United States only had about 150 miles of paved roads in the entire country, and most of those roads were in the cities. Another challenge was that it had never been done before. He was creating this wheel from scratch, if you will. Third problem was that Horatio didn't know that much about the mechanics of cars. And to top it off, he didn't even own a car. So as you can see, Horatio may have bit off a little bit more than he could chew. Or did he? The first item on Horatio's to-do list was to get a car. So he purchased a used, very small, 20-horsepower car, and he called it the Vermont, in honor of his home state. The next challenge on the list was to overcome not being very mechanically minded. That is where Sewall Crocker comes into the story. Horatio hired this talented mechanic to go on the adventure with him. Horatio and Sewall loaded up the Vermont with supplies, and on May 23, 1903, they disembarked on their journey. Waving goodbye to San Francisco and an anticipated wave hello for the Big Apple. Saying this coast-to-coast journey was hard would be an understatement. What roads there were weren't more than a couple of worn patches on the ground. Horatio and Sewall got stuck in mud more times than Pinocchio told lies. They blew tires, they broke springs, they had more sounds coming from the engine block that would have made even A.J. Foyt nervous. But they kept the car together and continued to forge forth towards New York. At one point, they received bad directions and got lost hundreds of miles off course. But not even that could keep them discouraged. In Idaho, they took on another passenger. His name was Bud, and he was a bulldog. They fitted the dog with driving goggles, and the journey continued. On July 26, our trio sped into New York City. Despite all the setbacks, they had completed this adventurous journey in only 63 days. So, the next time you go on a road trip, think about Horatio, Sewall, and Bud, because without them, your adventure wouldn't be possible. So, who's ready to hit the road? This is Mark Bowser. Thanks for listening.
Looking for a speaker for your next meeting or organizational event? Look no further than Mark Bowser. Mark Bowser is one of the top motivational business speakers on the circuit today. He is the ultimate storyteller, writing several books including Unlocking the Champion Within, Some Gave It All with Danny Lane, Jesus, Take the Wheel, Sales Success with Zig Ziglar, Nehemiah on Leadership, and the soon-to-be-released Leadership Mastery. Mark Bowser has presented seminars to Southwest Airlines, Princeton University, United States Marine Corps, Dell Computers, Purdue University, FedEx Logistics, and many, many more. Book Mark Bowser today for your next event. Contact him today at markbowser.com.